Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Spire Small Business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're with me because we got our good buddy Sam Norwood back on the show. Sam is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is a senior partner with Tatum LLC, and he's the guy that once a month polls several hundred business managers across the country. These happen to be his partners who are running businesses just like yours and mine, and ask them, how are things going right now, and how are things going, how do you think things are going to be over the next couple of months? And he takes that information back and from them and puts it into a very handy, very useful, very important report called the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions. And we're the happy beneficiaries of that report every month. And Sam's here to talk to us about this one right now. Sam Norwood, welcome back to the show.
Hey, I'm really happy to be back with you, Jim. After 3 month absence, going off and misbehaving, and I'm back here and enjoying being here.
Well, we're glad to have you back. We missed you, and Mark Rosenman did a great job while you were gone. We enjoyed having him giving us the report. But you went on a little sailing, little odyssey, didn't you? On your sailboat, and very interesting thing that you did there, and I admire you for doing it. Was it worthwhile? Did you enjoy it?
Well, it's one of these things. I sailed a 20-foot boat from the southeastern United States up to Nova Scotia and back over to back to the United States, and ended up in Newport.
A 20-foot sailboat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. And folks, that's about it. You know, your car is probably almost that long.
Yeah, car is about 17, 18 feet. So, but this little thing did us well. But it was an adventure I've always wanted to do, and never had the time to do it, the combination of time and resources, and so I just had to create the time as I'm running out of time. So,
now that you've been there and done that, what do you think? Was it something you did, but you don't have to do it now anymore?
Exactly. I enjoyed it all I could for that period of time, and so now I've scratched that itch. I've checked that box, and
that line on your bucket list is scratched off, right?
Exactly. It was a big item on the bucket list.
Yeah. I'm impressed. Well, Sam, 2 years ago this week, we entered a desert on a horse with no name.
Yeah.
And this was a week that Lehman Brothers collapsed, and AIG, we started getting the news on AIG. Probably this weekend or next weekend was when Merrill Lynch basically became absorbed by Bank of America, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah,
and we've gone through a couple of tough years. Approximately a year ago, we declared that the recession was over, and we started looking forward to a recovery, which kind of got started, but it's kind of fizzled now, hasn't it?
Well, you know, a recovery begins at the bottom. And I think we've made a lot of progress since a year ago in where we are today, although unemployment remains particularly high. And that's unfortunate. And small businesses still are struggling, and consumers aren't spending, and banks aren't lending. It's still a rough situation, but I would say that it's still better than it was a year ago, and not as good as it's going to be a year from now.
Mm-hmm.
We poll our partners who are out there every month and ask them how things are. Well, in the last 3 months, we've seen a distinct dip in how things were from where they were in May. I think we peaked in May. And the summer has been a rough summer. And if you'll look back about 30 days from right now, you remember that the stock market was really tanking. In fact, August was a horrible month for the stock market. But business was actually, in the month of August, was not as bad as it had been expected at the, 6 weeks ago. And but the outlook right now, when we polled our people at the end of the month, they were pretty bearish about the future. And it was in the context of a downward revision in the
second quarter.
In the second quarter, gross domestic product, and in the declining stock market, and all this worry about the double dip.
Yeah.
Since then, since the end of August, during the past 2 weeks in September, it's looking less likely that we'll have the double dip, but it does look like it's going to be a long stretch.
Still going to be a marathon. Hold on to that thought, Sam. Quick break, folks. Right back after these messages.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of good stuff there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. And we'll follow you home. If you've got, if you see something there you like and you'd like for us to continue to send it to you, all you got to do is check out the options there to give us permission to follow you home, and including the newsletter, which we'll send you every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. Sam Norwood is with us. He and I are talking about the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions. And Sam, I keep looking for green arrows, and I only see one, and it's the rest of them are pointing down, red arrows pointing down, basically. And I want to talk about some specifics in a minute, but I wonder if the overall condition, of course, you mentioned it a minute ago, you talked about the revision of the second quarter GDP downward, the August stock market, but you know, small business owners don't track the stock market much, and at least not in terms of their business. You know, that's Wall Street stuff. We're out here on Main Street trying to make a living, and you know there are other things out there. I mean, there's a general pall over for the attitude of a lot of folks, and I just wonder, Sam, if a lot of people aren't just waiting for this election to get over with. What do you think?
Well, I think the election is going to be very, very interesting and probably the largest turnover of incumbents in history. I know of people who say, whether Democrat or Republican, when I go into the booth, if I'm not that familiar with a particular candidate for a particular office and have a choice of the incumbent versus the non-incumbent, I'm going to vote the non-incumbent. I think there
right.
people are very disappointed with politics in general.
We're sick of it.
Yeah, and so there's going to be a huge turnover, particularly among Democrats, but some Republican incumbents as well. And I'm not trying to make a political distinction here. I'm
right.
saying that we're all discouraged with what's going on, but we can't look. I think we can't look to the government to solve all of this. We,
Thank
in
you.
Large part, created it ourselves through the party that we had in the early part of this past decade, and we're recovering from that. We overspent as individuals. We mortgaged up our houses. We used them like ATMs, and it's going to take a while. And the government's not going to solve that.
We need to quit acting like it will or expecting it to. It really irritates me to see people talking about or hear people talking about, you know, what's the government doing? What's the president doing to turn the economy around? You know what? You and I have to turn the economy around, Sam. The people listening to us right now have to turn the economy around. It's not the president's job to do that.
Well, also, we're repairing ourselves. We're repairing our balance sheets. As individuals, we're doing that. Our savings rate has gone up to 6% from zero or negative
right.
In some years in the early parts of the past decade. When we were over leveraged, and we as individuals are repairing what we don't spend, we save, and because our savings are up, we're doing the right thing for ourselves. We're paying off credit cards and paying down our credit cards. And so long term, that's a healthy thing. And we just have to find a new norm where we go back to a more sane situation, and we will do that. It's going
well,
to take
one
a
of the
while.
One of the indicators of your survey is order backlogs, and in the next 60 days, you guys are expecting a lower order backlog than the past.
Yeah, I think what's happened is we've filled the pipeline, so the near term shipments are going to be light. Near term delivery of services is going to be light. The pipeline is pretty full right now.
How many of your folks are in retail?
Only a small number. Surprisingly, it's a small
number. So hopefully this doesn't. Hopefully this is not indicative of the holiday season.
We don't know yet. We don't see that far ahead in our survey. We see 60 days, but
order backlogs at this point would it be indicative of the holiday season for retailers at least?
Yeah, it could be because the shipments are coming in right now for the season. September, October are big months for incoming shipments, but our retail constituency is pretty small in our total scheme. We're more into services, manufacturing, technology, and healthcare.
Why do you think your capital expenditures indicator is green, pointing upward for the next 60 days? Why do you think that's the case?
That's good news and bad news. Here's what's happening. We don't need more capacity. We've got plenty of capacity. What we're spending money on in our capital expenditures is for efficiencies. We're for productivity. We want to extend the productivity gains that we've experienced in the past year further. And so we as business people are spending money to continue with that. We're upgrading our technology and we're substituting machinery for human labor.
And that's bad news for the unemployment situation, isn't it?
That's bad for the employment side, but it shows that at least we're confident of having a future, which we do have as a whole, and we're spending that money on ensuring that we will be able to be competitive at the cost side.
You know, Sam, as you know, since you've been on the show last few months, this year we've been polling our visitors to the website and our newsletter subscribers to ask them about various questions each week. And one of the things we asked them a few weeks ago was about hiring versus technology, buying technology. When we come back after these messages, I'll tell you what they said. Right back, folks. Stay with us. 10 till. Sam Norwood and I will be right back.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Sam Norwood is our guest. He's with Tatum LLC. Sam, give us your website and tell us a little bit about Tatum.
Sure. First I'll tell you about Tatum. Tatum is a resource of professionals who provide services primarily to the Office of the Chief Financial Officer, fulfilling the role of Chief Financial Officer and supporting that overall function with staffing and projects that we fulfill. The website is www.tatumllc.com, TatumLLC.com. And
that's where they can go to find out more about how to contact you guys if they would like. I mean, you guys, one of the main things you do is you make available financial assistance through your professional partners in various markets for people who just need that part time. They're not quite ready to grow into a full time CFO, that kind of thing.
Sure, but small businesses reach a stage where they need the horsepower of a person who can deal with the banks and deal with the financing side, the treasury, as well as controllership and accounting and taxes and so forth. And so a lot of our partners will go in and work part-time to fulfill that role for the horsepower without it costing an arm and a leg, and they'll do that simultaneously with two different client companies. Also, sometime we'll go in and fulfill the role full-time, but only for a short period of time while the client looks for a permanent solution.
And Tatum LLC is also where you can, .com is also where you can find the survey that Sam and I work off of every month. Sam, I was talking about, went to the break, you were talking about people on this capital expenditures, people buying more technology and efficiencies through technology rather than hiring more people. We polled our audience, as I said earlier, and 81% said that they would be more likely to buy equipment and technology to find efficiencies and to take advantage of growth opportunities than they would be to hire a new employee.
Well, people, employees are becoming more and more expensive, healthcare being a prime example of that. And so we look for ways to reduce costs always, and there's a lot going on in the technology field that help us reduce costs and to improve our visibility into our operation. It happens that if you don't have current moment visibility into what's going on, you can't run your business in a competitive way. So we're doing things that not only substitute machinery for humans, but we also are putting a lot into technology that help us run our businesses better.
Right, absolutely. No question. And the beauty of that is that that's available for small business owners. Increasingly, every year, more and more of those, that capability, that power, becomes available to us at a price and increments that we need and at a price that we can afford. And that's what's and this is another reason, Sam, why I've been saying now for over 10 years that the 21st century is the century of the entrepreneur for the things that we're talking about right now.
Yes, we are enabled now with small businesses to be as good as the big businesses in how we run our business. And in the beginning of the big technology boom, the consultants and the software manufacturers and all were pretty much oriented to large company implementations. And they went through a period where that was all they did. Then they realized that they could apply the same things in a more efficient way to smaller and smaller businesses. Now, mom and pop can get the technology that was available only to the large businesses just 10 years ago. They can get it
Sam,
today.
I want to move on quickly. We've got about 1 minute left. I want to talk about the availability of credit.
Yes.
Both of those errors are down. I was hoping credit would be would have improved by now.
Well, there are two things going on, and it's a political thing as well as a reality. Here's the story. On the exterior, politicians are saying to the banks, lend, lend, lend. But behind the scenes, the regulators are saying to the banks, build your capital and keep tightening your underwriting standards of whom you'll lend to. So what you don't see is what's being told to the banks behind the scenes, and what you do see is the politicians all saying, well, the banks ought to be lending more.
And the small business owners I know and that we talk to say they're not even asking for loans from the bank.
We're building our own liquidity as a whole. Our businesses are accumulating cash.
Sam, thanks for being here. Good job today. Well done.
Oh, happy to be with you, Jim.
We'll talk to you next time. Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, Tatum LLC. I got to go for this hour. I'll be back in the next hour. I'm Jim Blasingay.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.